With SDPB News, I'm John Nguyen. South Dakota has set a new daily record of positive COVID-19 cases at 343. That's more positive cases than each of the two mass testing days for Smithfield Foods employees in early May. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says they're currently testing Sturgis residents after the motorcycle rally earlier this month. 33 new cases have been reported so far in Meade County. Clayton says young adults constitute a large amount of positive cases in the state.
Now, we have seen a little bit of ups and downs with those in the 20 to 39-year age category, going from a high of 44% to a low of 39%. And so most recently, from July 16th through August 15th, we saw 42% of cases occurring among those young adults.
Health officials are also correcting the number of reported COVID-19 cases from Tuesday and Wednesday. They say COVID cases were underreported due to a technical error. With corrections, Wednesday had the second highest amount with 292 positive cases. The day before had 251. The state says 2,000 South Dakotans are actively infected with COVID-19. 75 individuals are currently hospitalized with 162 deaths reported. Trackers following coronavirus cases at South Dakota's six higher education institutions shows 224 active positive cases overall and more than 816 additional people in isolation or quarantine. The numbers are posted to the school's websites as part of the South Dakota Board of Regents' effort to keep the public updated on the number of cases on the campuses. The tracker tool is based on self-reported cases from each of the colleges. The largest group of COVID-19 cases is at the University of South Dakota. The university has 4 active employee cases, 129 active student cases, and 493 people in quarantine or isolation, either at home or on campus. South Dakota Representative Dusty Johnson says testing levels in the country should be better. After touring Monument Health in Rapid City, Johnson says experts call for 3 million tests a day to better understand the coronavirus. He says Congress has appropriated money for a response. However,
you know, money is not the only problem. Congress has put forth $25 billion, and frankly, most of that money remains untouched. Certainly, I'm willing to do an additional investments, but frankly, we've got a lot of logistical problems. It's about making sure we have enough swabs, we have enough reagent materials, we have enough testing equipment. And so it takes time for that infrastructure to catch up.
Monument Health officials say their coronavirus testing supplies are at capacity when testing symptomatic individuals. Earlier this week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention modified its stance on testing asymptomatic people who are in close contact with those infected with COVID-19. The State Department of Health does not recommend testing asymptomatic South Dakotans. That comes as a surge of COVID-19 cases were being reported in South Dakota over the weekend. Governor Kristi Noem is defending her comments about several major cities in the U.S. during her speech at the Republican National Convention. Protests are occurring in several cities across the country in response to several black people getting shot and killed by police. SDPB's Lee Strubinger reports.
It was a line she alluded to on her Twitter account earlier this week.
From Seattle and Portland to Washington and New York, Democrat-run cities across this country are being overrun by violent mobs. The violence is rampant. There's looting, chaos, destruction, and murder. People that can afford to flee have fled.
But the mayor of Seattle took issue with Noem's characterization of her city. On MSNBC, Mayor Jenny Durkin says Noem is purposefully wrong.
I think she needs to get off Twitter and get off Fox News and come see our city. Seattle is a It is a city that I raised my two children in, and I would not have raised them anywhere else.
Durkin's comments came as MSNBC pulled away from Noem's speech to offer a fact check on her comments. The next morning on Fox and Friends, Noem says it's typical that MSNBC would do that.
But you look at what's happening on the streets every single day in these cities, and normal everyday people don't want any part of it. In fact, no mother wants to have her children be raised on the streets of Portland or Seattle right now because of the unrest, because of the violence, and it's not American.
The head of the state Democratic Party, Randy Siler, says he's disappointed in Noem's speech because it left out one thing, South Dakota.
Instead chose to continue to follow the Trump party line, basically blaming the Democrats for everything, including violence in our cities.
Siler says last week, Democrats focused on light, integrity, and inclusiveness. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.
After nearly a decade of planning, Sioux Falls will open a new center for substance abuse and mental health services next year. That announcement comes with a $500,000 donation. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
The Link Community Triage Center in downtown Sioux Falls will serve as a starting point. Rather than visiting the emergency room, people can come to the Link to be connected to appropriate resources in the community. A gift from the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust will help renovate the existing office space. Walter Panzier is a trustee and announced the gift over video.
Having a 24/7 mid-level care unit like the Link will help alleviate overcrowding in emergency rooms, so that's a win-win for the community and Sanford and Avera, because these folks can get help here.
It's also intended as an alternative to jailing people who are highly intoxicated or experiencing another personal crisis. Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenhaken says this project has been in the works for several years.
There's a call right now in our country for social reform programs. People want to see us not just use incarceration for every challenge in our community, but what are other options? And this is an answer to that. This is something we've been working on long before, you know, the events of the last 3 or 4 months.
People can also come to the center without a referral. The Link is scheduled to open in February. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
Those are the stories from today. Be sure to follow SDPB News on Twitter and Facebook, and check out sdpb.org to read up on all of our news and politics coverage. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends. Together we can make a more civically engaged South Dakota. From the entire SDPB journalism team, I'm Josh Heyer. Thank you for listening.